Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is June 12th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Enmagabo. The Episcopal Church, being a human institution, loves to celebrate things that are the biggest, or the longest, or the first. The man we remember today, Enmagabo, is the first recognized Native American priest in the Episcopal Church. And that is worth remembering. But even if that were not true, the life of this amazing man of faith and man of peace would still be an important example of the Christian life. Born in Canada in the middle of the 19th century, Enmagabo was brought up in the healing traditions of the Ottawa people as taught by his grandfather, and the Christian faith of his mother. After a failed missionary trip to the United States in the 1830s, he tried to return to Canada. But during a storm at sea, he had a vision of the prophet Jonah, who accused him of fleeing God's call. Turning back, he eventually invited Bishop James Lloyd Breck to work with him in founding St. Columba's Mission. Enmagabo was ordained to the Episcopal Diaconate in 1859, and priest in 1867. It was by his hard work that peace was made between the Ojibwe and the Dakota people. Before his death in 1902, he had traveled all over Minnesota and to many distant places. His name, Enmagabo, means the one who stands before his people. And he certainly did that, serving as a faithful member and wise leader to the congregations he worked with and all those he prepared for their own ordination as deacons. It's as if he was a living embodiment of the passage we hear from 1 Peter. I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be an example to the flock. That passage ends, when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. If you are able to live a life of quiet, active servant leadership, according to God's call, you too will be walking the path that Enmagabo marked, the path that leads straight from this world to the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Almighty God, you led your pilgrim people of old with fire and cloud. Grant that the ministers of your church, following the example of Blessed Enmagabo, may stand before your holy people, leading them with fiery zeal and gentle humility. This we ask through Jesus the Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on June 14th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Basil the Great. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.